Hi there. The word for today is on knowing you've truly forgiven someone. In Daniel 3, verse 27, we read, "They didn't even smell of smoke." When King Nebuchadnezzar threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace, God brought them out, and the Bible says they didn't even smell of smoke. That's interesting. Here's why. We've all encountered people who still, quote, smell like smoke. Their attitude says, "I've been through a hard time and I'm still upset about it." How about you? Have the experiences you've been through hardened your heart or softened it? When you speak, do you sound positive or negative? Are you bound by the memories of your past? Do you talk about your pain to anyone who will listen? Don't you see what you're doing? Chaining yourself to the past. When circus elephants are young and unaware of their strength, they're bound by a chain to a stake to limit their mobility. Later, when they're full grown and have the strength to break that chain, they're still bound by it. Why? Because they accept this limitation as permanent. But it's not the chain that binds them, it's the memory. Are you getting this? It's important. If you are bound by painful and debilitating memories, the word for you today is a wonderful word. I want to read it to you from Isaiah 26, verse 13. O Lord our God, masters beside you have had dominion over us, but by you only we make mention of your name. They are dead, they will not live. They are deceased, they will not rise. Therefore you have punished and destroyed them and made all their memory to perish. Isn't that great? So whatever your haunting memory is, you must begin to declare that you're delivered from its bondage. God's word says so, and you are. By standing on God's word, you activate its power to set you free. You got it? That's the word for you today.